Hello, I'm Father Ron Shibley, founder and director of the Anglican Internet Church, and I welcome you to the eighth day of Christmas, January 1st, in the AIC seasonal video series, The 12 Days of Christmas. On the eighth day of Christmas, January 1st, our theme word is church. Since the 1549 Book of Common Prayer, January 1st is celebrated as the Feast of the Circumcision of our Lord. The ritual of circumcision of young male children on the eighth day after their birth was commanded by the Lord in Genesis 17, verse 12. The way the ritual was to be done is described in Leviticus 12, verses 1 to 4. Ritual circumcision marked the child as one who would enjoy the covenant of the Lord granted to the Israelites. Not being circumcised meant, quote, in the words of Genesis 17, 14, the child, quote, shall be cut off from his people. He has broken my covenant, unquote. St. Luke's gospel account in Luke 2, 21 tells us that on the eighth day after his birth, Mary and Joseph took Jesus to be circumcised. The illustration is the presentation of Christ in the temple, a fresco by Giotto di Bondone, one of a group of scenes in the life of Christ he painted at Scrivania Chapel, Padua, Italy, between 1304 and 1306 AD. On this same day, the infant was named, according to the instructions the Archangel Gabriel announced to Mary at the Annunciation in Luke 2:21. The Blessed Mary was ritually purified in the temple according to the requirements of Leviticus 12. The Church celebrates the Feast of the Purification of the Virgin on February 2nd. The illustration is a 19th century painting on the wall of a church in Croatia. In all three events, the circumcision, the naming, and the purification, the Blessed Mary was obedient to the Mosaic Law. Obedience was the key word for fifth day of Christmas, December 29th. In one of its first acts, the Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church abandoned the requirement of ritual circumcision at the Council of Jerusalem in 49 AD. The illustration is a bas-relief of the presentation in the tympanum of a Croatian church. The term church comes from the Greek ekklesia, meaning a place set apart, generally meaning for worship. Church is used in the Gospels only in St. Matthew's account, in which it is spoken twice, the first by Jesus in Matthew 16, verse 18, in reference to my church, and the second in Matthew 18, verses 15 to 17, in reference to the resolution of personal disputes within church communities. In Acts of the Apostles, the Epistles, and in Revelation, it is used dozens of times, including in the list of the seven churches of Asia Minor in Revelation chapters 1, 2, and 3. Church is the Christian equivalent of synagogue. The illustration is an illumination of the instruction to John to write a letter to the church at Laodicea from the Bamberg Apocalypse, an early 11th century illuminated manuscript of Revelation, as I used it in the AIC bookstore publication, Revelation, an Idealist Interpretation, and in the AIC Bible study video series of the same name. The Christian church's replacement for the ritual of circumcision as the rite of entry is the sacrament of baptism, one of the two sacraments commanded by Jesus. The term comes from the Greek baptizo, which means to immerse. Jesus was himself baptized in the River Jordan by John the Baptist. The illustration is a stained glass window in the Munich style, possibly by F.X. Zettler or Franz Mayer of Munich at St. Clement's Church on the Channel Island of Jersey. Jesus' command for the sacrament of baptism is found in Matthew 28, verse 19, which orders a threefold form of baptism. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The illustration is a mosaic at the 19th century Church of the Assumption in Jerusalem. In his right hand, or left in the illustration, John the Baptist holds a symbol of the Lamb of God, and in his right a banner with the legend Ecce Agnus Dei, Latin for "This is my beloved Son," the words of the voice from heaven in Matthew 3, verse 17. In Anglican practice, baptism has both an outward or visible sign and an inward or spiritual sign. The outward visible sign is water. The inward spiritual sign is death to sin, as St. Paul explained in detail in Romans chapter 6. The one being baptized is anointed with holy oil and sprinkled with holy water three times, symbolizing the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The illustration is a 4th quarter 12th century illumination on parchment made in the Alsace region, showing St. John the Baptist baptizing a man in a tub. The original work is a two-sided frieze with 10 scenes in the life of John the Baptist from manuscript additional 42997 in the British Library, London, England. There are conditions for candidacy to baptism. For an adult who is to be baptized, there must first be an expression of faith, usually exhibited by completion of a course in the catechism, and a confession of sins and meaningful repentance. The illustration is a modern baptism in the River Jordan at Yadiniti, Israel. A child may be baptized as an infant only after the parent or guardian commits to raise the child as a Christian. When the child being baptized as infants comes of age, usually in their mid-teens, they are examined by the local priest and after completion of the catechism course put forward as a candidate for confirmation by the bishop of the jurisdiction. Through their confirmation, they are initiated into full membership in the church and may thereafter receive the elements during the Holy Eucharist liturgy. The illustration is the baptismal font at Old St. Paul's Anglican Church in Wellington, New Zealand. For more on the sacrament of baptism, one of the two sacraments of the Church commanded by Christ Himself, including its use in the Nicene and Apostles' Creed, two AIC bookstore publications offer help. On pages 23 to 25 in Layman's Lexicon, and on pages 32 to 33 in Beliefs of the Anglican Church. Both books are available using the virtual bookstore link at the bottom of the homepage at www.anglicaninternetchurch.net. The illustration is St. Paul's Cathedral, London, England, at Christmas in AD 2014. The music for this episode is "What Child Is This?" first published by William Chatterton Dix around 1865 using the traditional 17th century English folk tune Greensleeves, which some credit to Henry VIII. Please join us for the ninth day of Christmas, January 2nd, when the key word is angels, and the focus is on angels in the Old and New Testament, and on traditions and understandings concerning angels in both the Eastern and Western Church traditions. This program has been a presentation of the Anglican Internet Church. We invite you to visit our website and make use of its resources at www.anglicaninternetchurch.net.